From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and his world counterparts are in the first working session of a meeting of major industrialized nations in Canada. The G7 summit comes just days after the United States imposed tariffs on steel and aluminum from the EU, Mexico, and Canada. AP's Sagar Meghani reports the meeting started off cordially.
Canadian Mounties greeted President Trump as he arrived in Quebec, and at the summit site overlooking the St. Lawrence River, he and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau shared a cordial greeting, shaking hands and smiling for pictures. The meetings themselves may not be as friendly, with pre-summit rhetoric between the president and leaders, including Trump, highlighting tensions between the U.S. and its longtime allies.
Before he left for Canada, Trump said that Russia should be part of these meetings. In 1997, Russia was added to the political forum, which then became known as the G8. But following its forceful annexation of Crimea, Russia was suspended from the group in 2014. Moscow announced its permanent withdrawal last year. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his preparations for next week's high-stakes summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, telling reporters Friday, "I've been preparing for this all my life." Before leaving Washington for the G7 talks, the president said he was taking along 15 boxes of work he will be reviewing ahead of his meeting with Kim in Singapore on June 12th. The Trump administration is seeking the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. In exchange, Pyongyang is believed to be seeking relief from international sanctions. This is VOA News. Anthony Bourdain, the Globe